Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at backgroundbriefing.org. And joining us now is Rob Briasey, who is the political director of Vote Common Good and the founding pastor of Vintage Fellowship in Fayetteville, Arkansas. In 2018, Rob was the first Republican candidate endorsed by Brand New Congress and challenged Representative Steve Womack in the primary. He is the author of Fundamorphosis, How I Left Fundamentalism But Didn't Lose My Faith. And Doug Padgett is the executive director and co-founder of Vote Common Good, a radio host, pastor, and author. He founded Solomon's Porch in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as one of the leading emerging culture churches in the country. Welcome to Background Briefing, Rob Briasey and Doug Padgett.
Thank you, Ian.
So let me begin with Rob and the meeting that took place in the White House 2 days after John McCain died. Evangelical pastors were warned by Donald Trump if they didn't rally their faithful to turn out and vote Republicans, Democrats, quote, will overturn everything that we've done and they'll do it quickly and violently. And that, of course, upset a lot of people in this country because no political leader, whether he's president or leader of a party, has ever actually suggested that another party would indulge in political violence. How did it strike you?
Well, it strikes me as pandering to the lowest common denominator and fear mongering, which, you know, is in my faith tradition, whenever people act out of fear rather than faith, they typically end up making the wrong decisions. And so I think to appeal to a group of pastors and religious leaders and try to stoke fear in them in hopes that they'll take that fear back to their congregations is both unproductive, I think, you know, for churches, but also for our political discourse as a country. But, you know, it is kind of par for the course what we've seen with this administration and its partnership with most of evangelicals in our country.
And Doug Padgett, Vote for Common Good is an intentional effort to dislodge control of Congress from the Republican Party by inspiring Christians to vote on November 6, 2018, according to what their faith tells us is the common good. So the idea that the religious right dominates our politics, particularly the Republican Party, where do you see yourself? Are you tilting at windmills or are you fighting the good fight?
Yeah, that's a great question. We ask that question every day in this campaign. You know, we're doing what religious people have done for millennia, and that is hit the road to go down the street, to go find our neighbors and friends, and to encourage them to do the thing that they know is the good and right thing. And there's a lot of people in this country who know what good is, and a lot of people who are in religious traditions believe in the good news. And so they know that believing in the good news means they have to care about the common good for all people. And we don't need to tell them what good is. They know what it is, and they can sense that this Trump takeover of the Republican Party is really no good. And that's something that we're not on a campaign to try to convince people to do something they don't want to do. We're hoping that what we're going to do is to encourage people to do that thing that they know is the right and good thing to do. And what they need is a community and a champion to join with them and some other people to encourage them to do that thing on November 6th that they felt like is the right thing to do. And for a lot of Republican voters who are religious, to not vote for Republicans is a really big thing. And so we're not asking people to become Democrats. We're asking them to vote in a way that feels like it's right with their conscience and right with their faith.
And you're going to be touring from December the 29th and November the 4th across the country, visiting 31 crucial congressional districts in 15 states. Now, Let me run by Rob Briasey the manifesto, if you will. You're asking the faithful to take action. One, we'll vote in the 2018 midterm elections. Two, we'll vote with the poor, vulnerable, and forgotten in mind. We'll vote with peace and safety in mind. We'll vote with God's creation, the planet, in mind. We will vote against policies and politicians who promise special privileges for any religion, including our own. And we'll vote for politicians who support laws against the corrupting influence of corporate and special interest group donations on our political system. So is that resonating? It certainly resonates with me. Rob?
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's interesting is that so often when people go to vote, they are thinking about their own self-interest and the interests of their families. They're thinking about what politician is going to enact policies that will be good for my wallet and my bank account, my 401k. And that is understandable. But our faith calls us to have a view that is bigger than ourselves, to recognize that, you know, when we love our neighbor, how we vote is included in that. And so what we're trying to do is broaden people's vision so that they can recognize that, you know, as an act of faith, as an act of love, as an act of peacemaking in our world and in our communities, I need to think not just about how do these policies impact me personally, but how do they impact everybody else? And that's why it's not just vote good, it's vote for the common good. There's something about how we need to look out for each other. And so, you know, what we're challenging is kind of that selfish approach to voting that frankly is, you know, really taken hold in a lot of evangelical Republican voters, and asking them to think about, hey, listen, you know, how you vote impacts not just your family, but it impacts your neighbor as well. It impacts your community. And these commitments that we've made and that we're asking our leaders to make and voters to make are about extending love and grace and peace and justice in a much broader way.
Well, Doug, one of the things that I find extraordinary is that the evangelicals, particularly televangelists, it's almost as though there are no other books in the Bible but the Book of Revelation. And the Beatitudes just don't even – they're not even on the horizon. And I've often sort of said on this radio program, sort of rhetorically, you know, puzzled in a way, saying, well, as far as I recall, the prophet Jesus didn't have an assault rifle, didn't hate gays, didn't celebrate capital punishment, and didn't fly around in a Gulfstream jet shaking down poor people for money. You two and your organization, Vote Common Good, have in your manifesto said that you've added to what my puzzlement is. You added that by saying Jesus would not separate children from parents, Jesus would not turn his back on the poor, and Jesus would not neglect the sick. Again, that's a powerful message, and I think surely that should resonate with Christians.
I hope it will, and I will grant that for a lot of people who hold to those positions and those policy positions and that way of being, they haven't often in the political arena connected that with their faith or with their deeply held belief in the teachings of Jesus. There are a lot of politicians who hold very deep faith personally, and they don't talk about it in the public arena. And there's an awful lot of Republican politicians who I don't think really honor the teachings of Jesus all that closely in their policies, but they sure are quick to want to quote the Bible or to act as if their policies are matching up with a Christian teaching. So in a lot of ways, part of what we're wanting to do with Vote Common Good is not only to encourage the voter to think differently, but we also want to encourage the Democratic politicians or the independent politicians or the Green Party politicians to consider the ways and the teachings of not only the Christian faith, but of other faiths, and to allow that to influence their policymaking. There's been a really unfortunate habit of asking religious people to leave their deeply held spiritual and faith tradition at the political door for progressives. And that's something that we hope Vote Common Good wants to be an alternative and a remedy for, allowing people to pull those pieces of their faith and the pieces of their political aspirations more deeply together, because they don't need to be in violation with one another at all. It's a little hard to read the Sermon on the Mount or any of the teachings of Jesus and to correspond that with the Republican agenda for the world or for the United States. And we think that's totally worth pointing out to people.
And Doug, it would seem, though, that materialism is both on display in this White House with a billionaire or a wannabe be billionaire as the president, and then a couple of other I think the Secretary of Commerce is not really a billionaire, but we had some very wealthy people there from Goldman Sachs, et cetera. And the basically the message that President Trump is putting out there is, look, the economy is great, your 401k is great, you've got nothing to complain about. And in spite of that, he's down in the polls. Whatever happened to the admonition in the Bible that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven?
Well, I think that's one of the great dilemmas for us in the United States, is that we don't want our president to have to be our preacher, right? And I'd be fine if a president didn't have an appropriate view of how people should handle their wealth. That I don't demand that a president hold my views on money. What Donald Trump has done, though, is violate any sense of decency of how human beings ought to act with one another. And I think the Bible has an awful lot in the teachings of Jesus to share with us about how we should treat one another and how we should offer to God what is God and to government what is government. And so I hope that out of this, these experiences that these leaders have, you know, what, to borrow a Jewish storyline, have sold their birthright for a bowl of porridge, that they have given up all that they've been advocating for all of these years, just to be close to a president who seems to articulate all the things that they've been teaching their children. That there's a higher value to pursue. I hope we leave space in our hearts and we leave space in our faith for even our leaders who have betrayed their calling, to return back to their original sense of what would be good for all.
Well, Rob Ricey and Doug Padgett, I'm afraid we've run out of time, but I appreciate you joining us very much, and we'll revisit you later in the election cycle to see how things are going.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much.
And again, I've been speaking with Rob Ricey, who's the political director of Vote for Common Good and the founding pastor of Vintage Fellowship in Fayetteville, Arkansas. In 2018, Rob was the first Republican candidate endorsed by brand new Congress and challenged Representative Steve Womack in the primary. He's the author of Fundamorphosis, How I Left Fundamentalism But Didn't Lose My Faith. And Doug Padgett is executive director and co-founder of Vote Common Good, a radio host, pastor, and author. He founded Solomon's Porch in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as one of the leading emerging culture churches in the country. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at backgroundbriefing.org. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.